I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. And this week we are delivering you an answer to this question from Pavel.
On one of the Naked Scientist programs, it was mentioned that a newborn baby has initially sterile intestines and gets most of its microbiome during the passage through uterus and vagina. What happens to children that are brought to this world via a cesarean?
The microbiome is a collection of bacteria that exist in and on you. It's an ecosystem in its own right. And issues with a person's microbiome have been linked to a litany of diseases. So it's important, if we can, to put the best foot forward. So what happens to the microbiome during a cesarean section? We reached out to Peter Brocklehurst from the University of Birmingham for an answer.
It depends on whether the waters around the baby are intact or broken at the time of the cesarean section. If the cesarean section is done after the waters around the baby are broken, whether this is in labour or before labour starts, then bacteria from the mother's vagina can reach the baby and be present in the baby's gut at the time of the cesarean section. We believe that the longer the waters are broken, the more likely the varieties of bacteria in these babies will resemble those of a baby born vaginally.
When the mother's water breaks, the fluid-filled sac in the womb, called the amniotic sac, ruptures, and that usually happens at the start of labour. But not always with a cesarean section.
Babies born by cesarean section with the waters intact, which is more than half of all births by cesarean, pick up bacteria from the environment. This can include the mother's skin, the midwife's hands, any instruments used after the birth, such as oxygen masks if the baby needs help breathing, and other hospital surfaces that the baby or anyone handling the baby may come into contact with. Our research showed that babies born by cesarean section with intact waters were much more likely to have bacteria in their guts which are found in hospitals, and some of these potentially harmful bacteria were resistant to antibiotics.
Sometimes a cesarean section is a medical necessity, but there are many reasons a mother may choose to have one, both medical and personal, and these reasons are totally valid. But given our continually growing understanding of the importance of the microbiome, it's worth understanding what happens at all stages of life.
We don't yet know what this means for babies in the long term. Once babies start feeding and being exposed to all sorts of other bacteria as they get older, the types of bacteria babies have in their guts changes and becomes more similar. But even after 6 months, we still found more potentially harmful antibiotic-resistant bacteria in the guts of babies born by cesarean section.
Thank you, Peter, for doing the labour in bringing us that answer. Next week, we're looking into this question, which has been getting on Matt's nerves.
Do all humans have the same number of nerve endings on their skin? And if so, do those of us who are bigger, either taller or fatter, have the same sensitivity of a given area of skin reduced?
So what do you think? You can email Chris at thenakedscientists.com, find us on Facebook, tweet at Naked Scientists, or join in the debate on the forum. That's thenakedscientists.com/forum. Thank you for listening, and until next time, goodbye.